First, let me try to describe a beehive. It's a box-like structure that offers bee-sized access in and out, and it has a removable top. Underneath this top is a big bottle of sugar water mounted upside down above a line of removable vertical frames. The space is designed to provide swarms of honeybees a place to live, reproduce, and make honey. The activity of the entire hive revolves around the health and happiness of its queen. I'd never seen the inside of a beehive until, at the suggestion of Bibb Fraser, thank you very much, Bibb, I went to visit Norman Southerly at his Port Republic farm. It was a warm and sunny fall afternoon, which meant the bees would still be active. Norman gave me a bee outfit and some bee headgear. Think Apollo space mission suit and a big veiled Downton Abbey hat. Then he grabbed a smoker he bought at auction 20 years ago, and together, with you invited along, of course, we set off to tour a beehive or two, one of which is home to a young swarm. Our mission? To understand bee culture and to spot an actual queen bee.
My mission is to start people keeping bees. And I've started probably 20 people keeping bees. And I encourage them to take the beekeeping course. Now, three people that I started this year lost their bees, and neither of the three had the beekeeping course.
Now, where's the beekeeping course?
It's at Blue Ridge College, and you learn with this course how to read the activity of your bees without actually opening up the hive. I mean, you can tell in front of a hive if bees are bringing in pollen and they scrape this pollen out and put it on their legs, and you'll see the pollen on yellow, white, or orange on their legs when they go in the hive. That's a sure sign that there's a queen in there. If you watch your hive for about 5 minutes and you don't see pollen and your other hives are bringing in pollen, then you've got a problem in that hive.
Why is it your mission to get people to keep bees?
Well, you know, about 3 years ago, we were really thinking the bees may be extinct. I mean, now I think beekeepers are doing a better job. We've found some things that we can do that will maintain the population in a hive. The mites, for example, a lot of us has gone to a screen bottom. I'll show you that screen, because they tell us that when mites hatch out, they can't walk and they fall down. If they'll fall down through the hive, through that screen, they don't get back up. So they're not a problem. And then there's dysentery, there's Nosema, and there's two antibiotics that I know of now that we can give the bees through sugar water or through 10X sugar. Mm-hmm. It's a recipe for it that you can mix the one antibiotic in 10X sugar, and you open the hive and all the bees come up to see what's going on. You don't use smoke. And when you get the majority of the bees on top, you give them a good sugar bath. And when they go out and scrape off this sugar, they'll scrape the mite off too. So
crafty.
Well, and in the as a preventive, and in the spring and the fall, I feed a half a gallon of sugar water with the recommended amount of fumagillin. That's the approved antibiotic to mix into sugar water. And that helps clean them up if they have any dysentery. And you can tell a hive that you'll see the brown streaks on top of a hive or on the side of a hive where they'll come out to clean themselves, and you'll see that brown streak, and you're pretty sure that they need some help when you see that. So let's go in the hive. Remember now, when we open them up, we can't talk loud.
Okay.
And we can't flash our arms or wave our arms or anything.
Okay.
Now the first thing you're going to see is my jar of sugar water. Now they're not to the point that they get antibiotic yet, but they'll get it before the cold weather sets in. Now I'm going to smoke just a little bit to drive them down. And I take the sugar water off, and I'm going to tell you more about this sugar water, how we feed it after we close them back up. Now you see center part here where the bees are located, and they've established a nest in these five frames here. So we know in that middle somewhere there's a queen. So what I'm going to do is start outside the nest and pull the frames out. And when I get to the nest and when I find brood and larva, we're going to stop. The more we interfere with what they're doing, the more chances of smashing the queen. We don't want to do that. We may see her and we may not.
I have never seen a queen bee.
Well, maybe we'll see this one. Maybe this one or that one over there. Now, this is what they start with. It's just a sheet of beeswax that we put in each frame, and that's pure beeswax there.
And they get a little agitated.
They can get agitated.
I mean, they know something's going on.
Oh, yes, yes. Now, when I get to here, and I know there's a possibility of the queen. See, I'm going to use this rack so she won't get down in the grass.
Wow.
Now, you see just the clear. That's all sugar water that they've stored in there. Now, this is capped. When they dry it out, they'll cap it. And that's capped honey right there. They tell us when the nectar comes in out of the field, it's 85% water. And at night, they will suck it out and dry it down to 15% water. And then put it back in another cell. We're getting closer to the nest. In fact, we're in the nest.
Now, how can you tell?
Because here is capped brood. See, then that's a different color capping than the honey cap. And see this patch of brood right here? That's a beautiful patch for a young queen. She's really, really doing well. And I want you to look at this side. More capped. Now, I'm going to turn it to the light. And you look and you're going to see some white larvae in some of the cells. There's some right there.
Mm-hmm.
White larvae. Young bees that's not yet capped.
Wow.
Okay. So, since you haven't seen the queen bee, I'm going to go frame deeper.
Don't run any risks.
Okay, we'll go easy.
We'll see pictures.
We'll go easy. This is capped honey here.
Yeah.
See, they're really, really doing a good job.
You're happy with this new
form? Oh, yeah, they're doing fine. More sugar water. More that they've moved in there. They're actually, since September, they're on their third gallon of sugar water, by the way. Because, you know, they can move it down at night, and then during the season when they work, they don't sleep. They don't get a nap like you and I.
And all of this activity is well organized, right?
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, yes. We're told that when bees first hatch out, their first job is to help feed the younger larvae and to put them back together. You see this jar of sugar water? This is a canning jar, and we punch these holes in the lid from the inside out. See, we make a burr. Mm-hmm. Now, a drop will form on that burr. And more than one bee can eat from a drop. But if we punched it from the outside in, only one bee at a time could eat. So
there's so much to know, isn't there?
Well, it helps.
Now, in the winter, they go dormant?
They do.
Okay.
In the winter, they go dormant. But the winters that we've had lately, when it gets over 50 or 60 degrees, they come out. And they fly around and look for something. There's nothing out there to get, but they eat. And that's why you have to check your hives to make sure that they have a reserve supply so that they, when they wake up, they come out and fly around just like they're doing right now. I mean, they're not bringing in anything. But the young hatches come out and fly around, and once they hatched out, they eat. We figure that a hive should weigh 40 to 50 pounds.
Wow.
To go into the winter.
How long does a bee live?
In the working season, we're told that they live 6 weeks. There's a saying that a bee either lives 6 weeks or 6 months. Now, in the fall of the year, when they're not doing anything and they're not out you know, scrounging for nectar and pollen, they live a long time. They can live till spring. And so we want to make sure, like in September and October, in the warm days in October, that they have plenty of food. So like you saw there, they'll raise as many bees as possible to go into the winter and be strong.
We're getting our trusty smoker.
Yes. Now this next hive that we're going into is a hive that made 2 supers of honey this year, but for some reason the queen disappeared, don't know why, and I put another queen in, and we're going to see if she's working or not.
So after all this time that you've been doing it, there are still things happen, like queens disappear.
Oh, yes.
That you don't know why.
Well, a good beekeeper will tell you that when he thinks he's got everything figured out, he knows nothing, because the bees are going to outfigure you. I started feeding these bees when I put the new queen in.
Is there any difficulty at all in introducing a queen? Or is there any chance the bees will reject her?
Lots of times they reject her, yes. And, and we're told that when people buy a new swarm through the mail and they get a queen, the queen's not with the swarm. She's in her own cage. And usually, you know, there's about a 80% success rate in that. You know, that's not guaranteed either. Just a little smoke in there to... Now, if these... this queen doesn't take off, what I'm going to do, put a sheet of newspaper on top of another nest and soak it with sugar water and just put these bees with them, and by the time they all eat through the sugar water, they've learned to live with each other. And again, we're going to start off.
Can you tell anything just from looking at the sort of top of the uncovered top?
Well, one thing I can tell from looking here, you'll see that it looks like we've got a lot more population here than we had the last time. We've got actually 6 frames of bees here on top. And the last one, you know, we had about 3.5 frames. Mm-hmm. So
that's good?
Yes. This is good to start with here. Let me get my rack.
Is the queen always in the middle?
No. Sometimes she'll be on an outside frame. And here you're going to see a frame of honey that I put in here with them for their food supply. See, this is capped mm-hmm. honey here. This side here, when I put it in, was exactly like this side. See, they've already eaten this side down. So what I'm going to do when I put it back together, I'm going to turn the side that still has the honey in it toward the nest. And here is more.
They're being remarkably nice to me and unconcerned.
Nice to me, too.
I guess they're glad to have a sunny day. Get some work done.
Well, they've had a couple cold days, you know, so... Yeah, I think this hive is extremely calm. Now, I told you about queen cells. When they get ready to leave, here is 2 queen cells that I introduced in here. And see, when that, you can see that they've hatched out, and you see this capped brood means that she has hatched and she's laying, and she's doing a good job. See, about 2/3 of this frame is all laid.
And oops, sorry.
That's all right.
Is she in there?
She's in here someplace. When you see her,
what does she look like?
Oh, she's going to be about 2.5 times the size of a worker bee, but very hard to find, and they protect her really well. Let's go 1 frame deeper. That's a nice frame of brood.
I believe you're happy with this.
I'm very happy with this.
This is just like a carpet of bees.
See, she's got more brood here. Mm-hmm. More capped brood.
Come on, Queenie.
Here and she is.
Where?
Here she is, right here.
Oh, my.
That's her. Okay, we're going to be gentle here and put this back.
Yes. Am I imagining it, or was there a little increase in agitation when we pulled that one out?
It was some increase in agitation.
Oh, that's exciting to see her and to see everything working like that.
You know, the one thing I didn't show you was pollen in the cell. Yeah, it'll be dark and then either look like it's brown, but not all of it's brown.
Now, does the queen live 6 weeks too?
The queen, they tell us she can live 2 or 3 years and be real productive 2 or 3 years. But some commercial beekeepers will replace them every year. But I'm not that gung-ho beekeeper.
You get attached to your queens.
As long as she's doing well, I'm doing well.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy grown-up busy, busy bee, making hay while time is ripe, building up the honeycomb just like tripe. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying all around the wild hedgerows, stinging all the carrots.
You can see a picture of Norman Southerly minding his honeybees in full beekeeping regalia on the Spark page at WMRA.org. We'll be back in a moment to talk with Susan Skalak, who's run robots for IBM, taught engineering at UVA, and now has gone back to elementary school as a woman on a mission.